In three. We're ready to start. Two.
Cleared for takeoff.
One. Testing.
Catch up now for real.
Turn it up.
Spin 103. Woo! Fully charged.
This is the Fully Charged Daily Podcast with Graham and Nathan.
Now that we're all prepared, let's start the show.
One, two.
Very, very strange show this morning.
Do you think? I enjoyed the show this morning.
I really enjoyed it, but I do think that we need to get loads of priests in here and exercise the studio.
There is some weird things happening during our calls. There are weird noises. It's not coming from me. It's not coming from Nathan, producer Callum, or the caller Deborah this morning. We don't know. We heard a dog noise during birthday bingo. We got freaked out. Then we rang Deborah back to try and figure out what went on. You'll find out, does she know what went on? Was it a dog sitting in her lap? We don't know what the noise is.
This is your moment right now, because you've been denying it, saying it wasn't you. I'm giving you this moment right now at the beginning of the podcast to tell us if it was you.
You'll find out during the podcast.
Oh, okay, great. Thanks. Thanks very much.
We also talk about Nathan falling asleep.
Yeah.
On the Lewis. He paid for his ticket, though.
Children's ticket. And we also discuss midgets.
That's next. Here's the podcast.
This is the Fully Charged Daily Podcast with Graham and Nathan.
I am Graham O'Toole. This is Nathan O'Reilly.
Hello there. Not a lot of preparation for the show this morning because producer Callum just keeps shouting, England are going to win the World Cup.
Keep quiet, will you, Callum?
Please. So patriotic.
Shut up, Callum. You're rubbish last night. Well, last night we were watching the England-Tunisia game in the World Cup in Volgograd. And the main stars of the game for me were the little insects that were flying around all the players. All the players had to use insect repellent. And it sparked a debate in my house, which is now carried on to the show. I always thought they were called midgets.
They are. I'm telling you. We call them midgets here.
But when I looked it up online, it's midges. There's no T at the end.
Makes no sense.
I lived my whole life thinking they were midgets. And we have Laurie on the line. Hi, Laurie.
Hi.
Good morning.
Laurie, can you help us with our debate? Is it midget or midge?
It's
midgies.
Midgies? Midgies? Yeah.
How would you spell that?
Well, we spell it the same as what they do in Russia, but it's just pronounced slightly different. Ireland is the only place I've ever heard it called midgets. And I always thought it was weird.
Where are you from?
Scotland.
So would you have a lot of midges in Scotland, in the Highlands?
Oh, God, yeah.
And have you ever corrected an Irish person when they say, oh, there's a big midget in my face?
Regularly.
So you are saying it is spelled M-I-D-G-E, but pronounced midgy?
In Scotland, yeah.
Midgey.
Magella.
Laurie, you haven't helped us at all. You've actually confused us even more this morning. We appreciate it all the same.
No worries, bye.
See ya, bye.
And we have, gotta get it wrong, legendary player, John McGarvey.
Ah, oh, McGarvey.
He is having his say this morning. John, what are you saying?
Yo, Graham and Nathan, as a Donegal man, I can weigh in on here, but as usual, we pronounce things completely differently, and we've grown up calling them midgies.
I think that is conclusive enough.
What is it?
I think we're going to have to say midgies.
So you can't say midget?
I like midget.
Majay.
I like Majay.
I like Majeez. Majeezes.
And can I just do one request for the rest of the World Cup? Whenever England are playing, can we all please go on to producer Callum's Instagram? He's Callum Farmer. And just give him a little bit of dog's abuse because he's getting a bit too big for his boots over there. He's got one win against Tunisia and he's planning his trip to Moscow.
I'm not. Like, last night I started putting up a few videos of England songs, Anton Dex classic, We're on the Ball, Three Lions. And then I started getting messages saying, one person, I can't remember your name, but says, I'm not listening to Spin now because of you.
Oh, Callum, stop.
So I'm losing
you
listeners again.
It's simply, guys, there's no, just at Callum Farmer. It's as simple as that. It's Farmer with an E-R as well.
Brilliant. Callum said that he's going to bring in a big English flag in the office. Yeah,
there's no decorations in the office. There's a couple of people supporting England here because of the sweepstakes.
It's at Callum Farmer on Instagram.
This is the Fully Charged Daily Podcast with Graham and Nathan.
Just before we played that really patriotic Irish song, we were doing a call to action. Ed Sheeran, Gullah Girl, 726. On people just to go to Callum Farmer's Instagram and just give him some dog's abuse by being an English supporter. And Jordan Duff, is that his name?
Yeah.
Oh, shout out, Jordan. We can't really say what you said, but fair play.
Can we not? Now, you've already heard Callum's
call him an English weasel.
How are you
But
feeling?
A little bit worse than that.
I'm broken.
So every time, the next game is 1 o'clock on Sunday against Panama, and they'll win that 1-0, and they'll be celebrating with the bus tour around Russia.
This is the Fully Charged Daily Podcast with Graham and Nathan.
Again, highs of 23 degrees in the evening. So if you are training for Randall Gales tonight, it's going to be hot. That's me.
Sorry, I'm That's
training.
You.
I'm training tonight.
How many victories have you had this season? How many games have you played?
We've won one game. But the team didn't show up, so we got the points.
So how many games have you played?
We lost seven.
Seven on the trot. Now, you may not know this, Graham and I, we have a sitcom called At Home with Graham and Nathan. Over the last few weeks, we've had celebrity appearances. We've had Anne-Marie, Macklemore, Gavin James. Any celebrity guests this week?
No celebrity guests this week, but this is a continuation on from 2 weeks ago when Nathan went on holidays and Airbnb'd the apartment out without telling me. It's this week's episode of At Home with Graham and Nathan.
Previously on At Home with Graham and Nathan.
I've Airbnb'd the place out to a very sweet girl called Laura.
Who the hell are you?
I'm Laura and I'm going to have to ask you to leave.
Whoa. Hey man, turn around. Yeah, I'm across the road.
Oh yeah, coming.
I am ready to kill him.
Hey man, thanks so much for picking me up at the airport.
Sure, I had no choice. I got locked out of our apartment after you Airbnb'd it out.
Oh yeah, sorry about that. Whoa, why does your car smell like the inside of a dead badger?
Because I was living in the car for the weekend while you were partying away in Portugal.
Why were you living in your car?
Because you Airbnb'd our apartment out.
Oh yeah, sorry, I keep forgetting. I think it was all the sun I got while away. Look how tanned my arms are.
Yeah, that's a nice watch. Buy for cheap on the streets?
No, it's a real Rolex. I used the money from the Airbnb to buy it.
You what?
Sorry, too soon. But don't think I came home empty-handed. Aw, look what I got Callum. I heard him talking about his broken sunglasses, so I picked him up these Ray-Bans for €149 in the airport. Bargain!
Ooh, that's a lot of money.
Yeah, but I got a bit of money from nothing. Don't worry, I didn't forget you. Ta-da!
An ashtray.
Not just any ashtray. It's an ashtray in the shape of Portugal.
Nathan, I don't even smoke.
In fairness, I did think it was a fridge magnet right up until just now when you said it was an ashtray.
I suppose it is a thought that counts.
Could you actually drop me off at my folks' house, please?
Yeah, but why aren't you going to our apartment?
Oh, I completely forgot. They've asked to Airbnb it one more night, and I could do with the money. Spent a good bit of money on presents, you know?
Supposed to stay now?
I suppose the car doesn't smell that bad.
This is the Fully Charged Daily Podcast with Graham and Nathan.
You gotta get it wrong.
You gotta get it wrong?
You gotta get it wrong. You got to get it wrong.
Fresh game of Gotta Get It Wrong. Right out of the oven, please.
Every single morning on Fully Charged, we play it. We play for €100 if you top the leaderboard at the end of the week. That money is yours. Let's see who's playing this morning. All right, Glenn.
How's it going, all right?
All right, Glenn, did you watch the England match last night?
Yeah.
Do you think they're going to win the World Cup?
It's not all very useless.
Yeah, damn right. You said it, Glenn. You said it. Look, a lucky goal at the end.
Yeah.
Glenn, we're going to play Gotta Get It Wrong this morning. Ben is top of the leaderboard on 16. You got to get more than 16 to go top. We're going to put 1 minute on the clock. You got to get as many questions wrong as you can. There is no repetition. Your answer must be in relation to the question. And you only got a couple of seconds to answer before the buzzer comes in. Glenn, are you ready to go?
Yeah, go on.
Let's do it. What is Liam Neeson's job?
Dancer.
Name a Colin Farrell film. Name a TV show Cillian Murphy is in.
EastEnders.
Sing a Bruno Mars song.
Happy birthday to you.
Who were England playing against last night in the World Cup?
Ireland.
What sport did Roy Keane used to play?
Golf.
What's 47 minus 8?
2.
12 plus 17 is 26. True or false?
True.
What does a milkman deliver?
post.
What do we drink from a cow?
Water.
Name two members of Westlife.
Niall Horan and Liam Payne.
Name a James Franco film.
Beavis and Butthead.
Name
America.
A Kate Winslet film.
Taken.
What rhymes with egg?
Ben.
How do you spell truffle hog?
Hey, Joy.
What noise does a starfish make?
Moo.
Oh, this is going to be very close.
Very close.
You're very composed this morning.
What are you doing right now, Glenn? Are you getting ready for work or what's the story?
Yeah, I'm sitting outside the job waiting to go in.
What's the job this morning? Can you tell us?
I'm an apprentice electrician.
You're fired!
No, an electrician, not on The Apprentice.
Sorry, I thought we were speaking to Lloyd Allen Sugar. Right, Glenn, you had to beat Ben, who got 16 yesterday. I can tell you, you came on this Tuesday morning and you got 15.
Oh, sorry. Glenn, that was a very good round, though. Just a slip up in the second question, you would have matched him. But come back again, Glenn, and have a great day at work, all right? Bye-bye.
Thank you.
See you.
Yeah,
bye-bye. Take care. Bye. I think it's important to tell you right now that I've given up on Love Island. I'm not watching it anymore.
What?
I can't watch it. I'm too far behind. I can't watch it now because I don't know what's going on. There's loads of new people in the villa. You keep doing all these tweets trying to become viral. You call yourself the meme lord?
I've already become viral, baby. I did it once.
Well, I saw you were panicking last night. You were throwing out a lot of tweets and many fish weren't biting.
Nothing was sticking last night. But Nathan goes to me this morning, what's the story with Joanne? Is she still in it? Who the hell is Joanne? Nobody.
Just making up people.
Is she a producer on the show or something? She's still working there making coffee for them? I don't know.
All right, we're playing.
I gave it up, so.
I've given up. I don't want to hear about it anymore because I've given up.
I probably will be talking a lot about it over the next 6 weeks. Just to let you know.
This is the Fully Charged Daily Podcast with Graham and Nathan.
We're talking about Nathan's horrendous incident on the Lewis yesterday. Falling, you missed your stop by one stop.
It was not a tasty day. I was supposed to get off at Ballally, but I fell asleep, woke up at Kilmacud.
Could you imagine what happened? Full stop.
I felt terrible. I was very stressed out.
We're asking, have you fallen asleep on public transport and where have you ended up? Dave has said, a few years ago, I was going to college in Crumlin on the number 18 bus and fell asleep. I was woken up by the bus driver in Palmerstown. Luckily enough, I was able to travel back on the bus but was seriously late. That's very sound of the bus driver to let you get back.
Fiona says, I got the 79 from Aston Quay to Ballyfermot a few weeks ago and woke up on Dame Street on the way back into town.
Oh, no.
Had to get off at the last stop and straight back on. Longest journey home.
So you went out, you came back in, and you were blissfully unaware. Dylan, what happened to you on the Lewis? Where are you, Dylan? One second. Dylan, are you there? What happened to you on the Lewis?
I was just on the way back from college in Bolton Street. Now, this was a few years ago, and I was just so tired, so I fell asleep, and I need to get off Leopardstown to go home, you know, get me kicked. But I've just ended up getting woken up by the Lewis driver.
Oh, no.
And then Bright's Glen?
Yeah, no. Bright's Glen.
What's out there?
Yeah, I have to go all the way back to... Well, there's nothing out there. Not yet, anyway.
Yes.
So, they're planning stuff.
Yeah, but I have to go all the way back to Leopardstown, but I fall asleep again.
And you end up in St. Simon's Green.
I woke up in Dundrum, luckily enough that time. And, I finally made my way home after that. And got my kit.
Dylan, did you say a few people robbed a few tools from you?
Oh, yeah. I was younger when I was working out in Hoth Junction and I fell asleep on the dais as I did every morning on the way to work and woke up and all my tools were gone. Oh, it was just the worst.
Oh, God.
What sort of tools?
I was only young, learning from a carpenter, so during the summer, I was hammers, saws, Only a bag of small bits and bobs.
Dylan.
It's a handsaw.
Dylan, go to bed earlier, will you?
Please
go to bed earlier. This will solve a lot of problems. Thanks for your call this morning, Dylan. Yeah, bye-bye.
All right, see you,
Dylan. Bye.
Daniel, you have a friend whose destination was Kingswood, but what happened?
Yeah, so we were in town one evening and he's fairly miserable, so he would never pay for taxi home. So he'd wait at the Lewis stop at Abbey Street. And so he hopped on Lewis at about 6, 7 o'clock in the morning, whenever it was going. All the way out to Tala. So the inspectors stopped him and made him get off. He was meant to be getting off at Kingswood. So he went off, bought a new Lewis ticket, jumped back on and fell asleep again, and was woken up again by the Lewis inspectors at the point. So I had to jump off again and buy another Lewis ticket.
And go back to Kingswood.
And, like, his eyes open and go back to Kingswood then again, yeah.
Excellent. Thanks very much, buddy. Bye-bye.
Yeah,
see you, bye.
It probably ended up costing more than a taxi after all that.
Being woken up by a Lewis driver would be terrific, wouldn't it? It'd be fantastic.
It's a tap on the shoulder.
Wake up. Are you my guardian angel? Are you? Moral of the story, get some sleep, okay?
Yeah.
This is the Fully Charged Daily Podcast with Graham and Nathan.
Let's do it. Let's try and give away €1,000 right now.
But nobody ever goes home empty-handed. Even if your number doesn't come out off the drum, you will be winning something. Deborah, hello.
Oh, hi.
Hello, Deborah. Have you ever fallen asleep on public transport?
I haven't. I've just been listening to some of the stories. Thank God that's never happened to me.
Do you fall asleep in general on public transport and just wake up just as your stop is coming up?
No, but I tell you, I do fall asleep a lot on airplanes and in the airport all the time, without fail.
Nathan has a problem. Nathan cannot sleep in an airplane.
I can't. I'm too tall for the seat. Now, maybe if I was flying in first class, but not for me.
Not far away, Deborah, I'd say this man, loads of money in his gated community. New house, new clothes, jet setting off
what
to New York.
What new clothes?
Jet setting off. The clothes. Your lovely new silk shirts.
Well, it's burnt now.
Deborah.
Hello.
This morning's month is April. What date in April is your birthday?
It's the 8th of April.
Oh, that's a great date.
It is.
If it comes out of the birthday bingo drum this morning, €1,000 will be yours, but you will not be going home empty-handed.
God. Okay.
Deborah, talk to me. It's a lot of money. What would we spend it on?
Oh, it has to go towards the holiday I have planned with the kids.
Where are we going?
Not shopping before. To Lou for the third time in a row, third year.
You're going to go to PortAventura?
Yeah, yeah.
I love PortAventura.
Well, with this money, I could take them all there.
Oh,
and you could take Graham as well.
Hurricane Condor and Dragon Can. Oh, my childhood.
That's very good.
Deborah, I have two birthday bingo drums in front of me. One is electronic and it's from China. The other one is the beloved Jackie Cooney birthday bingo drum. Which one do you want to use this morning?
Oh, I think I'm going to have to go with the beloved Jackie Cooney.
Yeah, has to. You know, I'm feeling it this morning.
Nathan, you call it beloved. Laura last week called it the iconic.
Oh, really?
Yeah, but just
I might change it up. Legendary.
Just different people.
Legendary, I like that.
Will it be legendary for Deborah today? If number 8 comes out, it sure will be.
Let's hope.
Oh,
good spin.
Wow, he's been very aggressive this morning.
Good spin.
That's it.
I think he's going to break the handle.
It's moving very smoothly, Graham.
Yeah. All right. Slowing it down. He's coming to a stop and he's stopped and he has a ball.
Right. We are looking.
God, it's so intense.
For the 8th. How are you feeling right now?
Very nervous, but a little excited.
Where are you calling from?
I'm in Dublin 12.
Anyone around you?
No, I'm on my own.
Know that feeling. I can tell you, this morning's date is the 16th.
No
sorry.
Half it we would have got there. Half 16 is 8.
I didn't know that, Graham.
Deborah, I'm so sorry. You don't win the €1,000, but what you do get is gig tickets. Martin Garrix and Zara Larsson live in concert together. They are yours this morning.
Oh, fantastic. Brilliant.
Thank you for playing birthday bingo and have a great day.
Problem.
Bye-bye. Enjoy Salute. Bye.
That. See ya. Bye.
We play tomorrow at 8:35 and... Did anyone hear a dog?
Oh, what?
Did you hear something in there?
You're like losing your mind, Graham.
Like a banshee or something.
What
I don't know.
Are
I
talking
think I am,
about?
I'm going to review the tapes. I've got really... We're going to...
We have someone in a truck outside in Moscow.
Going to listen back to that call and did we hear something?
We played birthday bingo a few minutes ago. And there was a howling dog.
Well, you claimed, I thought I heard a howling dog.
We're going to have to cross over to our VAR producer, Callum. You're in a lorry.
Yeah, I've changed into full kit. I've reviewed the VAR tapes. And here is the clip from Birthday Bingo.
The 8th. How are you feeling right now?
Very nervous, but a little excited.
Where are you calling from?
I'm in Dublin 12.
What?
Anyone around you?
So we're claiming that there is a howling dog.
That isn't me.
No, that is you.
I can't make that sound.
Because I'm talking, so...
Let's zoom in into the audio and to take a closer look.
Where are you calling from?
That's not
is that
me.
My stomach? I haven't
I'm
eaten
I'm
today.
I'm just checking with the referee. Yep, that is a howling dog. VAR confirmed.
This is the Naughty Threesome.
Drop an old school beat.
One, two, three, one.
I know you're all looking at me, but it's not me.
It has to be you because I'm talking.
You all were in the studio and no one saw me make that noise.
Is it my stomach?
Are you hungry?
Kind of.
Are you hungry for the Naughty Threesome?
I'm very freaked out right now. I think we need to hear some music. Where are you calling from?
I'm in Dublin, family.
This is the Fully Charged Daily Podcast with Graham and Nathan. Undercovers with Nathan.
Safe to say people are always trying to create new food recipes. Some work, some don't at all. Graham, what would you say your favourite meal? You're on death row. What are you going to eat?
I want chips from my local takeaway, and I want a steak and gravy pie with lots of vinegar and salt on the chips. Sometimes I do that. Sometimes I go to the shop to get a pie, and then I go to the chipper to get chips, and then I mash them together.
Good Lord.
It's beautiful.
Is it safe to say that maybe roughly 4 years ago, it was the year of the burrito all around Dublin? There is burrito places opening up. Everyone wanted a burrito. And then donuts. Donuts became very popular, I'd say maybe 2 years ago. Well, this Scottish guy, he's into donuts. He's brought out a new recipe that many, many people want to try. He's combined a chicken nugget and a donut, calling it a donug.
Love it. Love it.
Do you really
love it?
It's circular. I don't know how he's managed to make the chicken circular.
Oh, you just squash it together.
Roll it in a ball.
Roll it in a ball, squash it all together, get the bones mashed down. Beautiful.
Would you be dipping it in gravy?
I'd be dipping it in everything. I love the sound of this. I love chicken nuggets.
Like, donuts for me should just be custard cream. But some of these recipes, there's a pulled pork and potato salad, a grilled cheese, a dried pork and seaweed.
Hold on a second now. Can I ask, is this, how am I supposed to describe this? Is this an actual donut or is this just a large chicken nugget that is in the shape
of a donut? It's a circular donut. It's a circular chicken nugget. Half bread, half chicken.
No. You
literally, it's half bread, half chicken.
You said the same thing differently there. You said, I said, is it a donut or is it a chicken nugget? You said, it's a circular donut.
I'm panicking.
Donut. Is it a big chicken nugget?
No.
So it's a donut.
It's a donut.
With chicken in the inside.
Half chicken, half bread.
Do you know what you're talking about?
I do. I don't have a picture. The printer wasn't working.
What's it called?
We have. Look, there you go. I told you. Producer Callum has it. It's covered in cheese that is half chicken, half bread. And there's a little bit of jalapenos on the side. A little bit of jalapenos.
It's just a big chicken goujon in a circle. That's what it is.
It's not
donut.
Even a donut.
It isn't a donut.
It's a chicken goujon.
It's a big chicken goujon in the circular shape of a donut.
Sorry.
With cheese on top.
I apologize. What is that?
It's a chicken mix with your choice of topping, has a nice ring to it, coated in a crispy panko crumb. It's chicken in a circle.
It's chicken in a circle. Sorry, guys, it's not a donut. It's just chicken in a circle. It's called a donug.
There is a market there for a massive chicken nugget, though.
Maybe I've created something.
Have you created something? Could we create a massive, large-scale chicken nugget?
Yeah. Let's do it. Vegetarian option with corn.
This is the Fully Charged Daily Podcast with Graham and Nathan.
Picture this. Jimmy and Ryan will be playing to a sold-out RDS this Saturday, and we have tickets every single morning to give away.
What is it about Jimmy that you love so much?
It's his just raw, natural ability.
It's his aura.
To be just brilliant. He's a beautiful soul.
Very charming.
And he is just unbelievable. We have tickets to give away. We are going to play Picture This. Producer Callum has gone on the streets of Dublin. He's taking a picture. Nathan doesn't know what the picture is. He is going to describe the picture in less than 10 seconds.
I'm very scared.
If you know what the picture is of, text or WhatsApp it to 087-711-1038. Yesterday, a few rules.
Just a few rules with this. I can't say it rhymes with. I can't say the name of the place.
So yesterday it was The Spire.
Yeah.
You couldn't say it rhymes with...
The Wire.
The Wire, exactly. Yes, just some clues of what the place is.
Only 10 seconds, it's very difficult.
Go!
Oh. Lloyd, you play GAA there. It's Rihanna, or good Lord. Oh, wow.
What?
Oh, wow.
Rihanna?
Sorry, I thought Rihanna performed there. No, she didn't.
Where? What?
Wow,
hang
on a sec. Hang on a sec. That was a very confusing picture. It doesn't give a full side of the...
It's pretty obvious.
It's pretty obvious, Nathan, what that was. Sinead, yes, Sinead, hello.
Hey, what's up?
Hello, Sinead. I didn't really help you out this morning in our picture this competition, did I?
No, you didn't really. I just heard the end of it and I just took a quick guess.
He said GAA is played here and then said Rihanna about 10 times.
I don't know why I said Rihanna.
Sinead.
I heard Rihanna play there and I was like, I think she played the Aviva, but I'm going to say Crow Park.
Whoa. Somehow you managed to guess.
Oh,
yeah. It was Crow Park. You were inside Nathan's head.
My cryptic clue.
Congratulations. You are going to picture this Saturday, all thanks to Nathan's very bad description of Crow Park. Thanks, Sinead. Bye.
This is the Fully Charged Daily Podcast with Graham and Nathan.
I think it's safe to say we are still very freaked out in studio about what happened when we played birthday bingo with Deborah.
An hour has passed and we're still very confused as to what this howling noise was.
Very nervous, but a little excited.
Where are you calling from?
I'm in Dublin 12.
Are you sure it wasn't you, Graham?
It 100% wasn't me. I'd remember doing it. It wasn't producer Callum because his microphone wasn't on. You were talking, so wasn't you. Deborah was also talking, so it could have been her. There's nothing in the studio, so the only thing we could come up with is possibly Deborah had a dog beside her and that was the howling noise. If that wasn't it, then the studio was haunted. So we're going to give Deborah a call.
Let's do it.
And we'll see. Can we figure out if it was a dog or does she know what the noise was?
Hello?
Deborah, it's Graham and Nathan.
Hello.
Hello.
Sorry for annoying you again.
No, you're grand. Just on the way to the gym.
Deborah, we're ringing you for a reason. We're very freaked out this morning in the studio. We have a question for you. I don't know if you heard us talking about it after birthday bingo, but we heard a strange noise while we were on the phone to you. We're going to play it back to here now, okay? One second.
Very nervous, but a little excited.
Where are you calling from?
I'm in Dublin 12.
What on earth is that?
Deborah.
I have no idea.
Do you have a dog in your house?
It's a little small dog, but she was asleep in the sitting room.
It must have been the dog.
But Deborah says it was asleep.
But does your dog make noises like that from the living room?
No, she doesn't really even bark.
Oh. Are you hungry? Was that your stomach going...
No idea, that's really weird.
Let's listen once more, Deborah, and
come
see
on,
what we figure out.
Let's try and think. Okay.
Very nervous, but a little excited.
Where are you calling from?
I'm in Dublin.
What is that noise?
That could be coming from Deborah because Deborah doesn't talk when I speak to her.
I think not, but I think it goes over both of you speaking. I'm the only one in studio not talking. Once more, Deborah.
Very nervous, but a little excited.
Where are you calling from?
I'm in Dublin 12.
Oh, Deborah doesn't talk to you.
I think it's Deborah. I think you were hungry.
Were you making that noise? It's either that or there are ghosts in the studio.
Yep, that's what my guess is.
Did you have a breakfast before birthday bingo?
No, my breakfast was on.
Was it the microwave?
No, it was boiled eggs boiling in the pot.
We're still no closer.
It's just confused us even more.
Deborah. Look, go on. Go to the gym. You're all good. We're just going to stay confused for the rest of the day. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
See you, Deborah. Bye.
So, obviously, this place is haunted.
I think we need to get a few priests in the studio and have it exorcised.
No, we even need to hold an exorcism.
No, have it exorcised with the holy water. It's an exorcised.
Exorcism.
This is the Fully Charged Daily Podcast with Graham and Nathan.
And Nathan, it's time to choose the news.
Everyone's favourite part of the show, it's when I have the power, you give me three news story headlines and then I get to choose.
Headline number one, which one do you want to hear the full story from? Katie pays the price. Who wears short shorts? They wear short shorts. Or Will Ferrell douze point?
Don't really want to hear... About story number one, clearly has to do with Katie Price, a.k.a. Jordan. Second one, I do like wearing short shorts. Third one, Will Ferrell, I would like to go for the short short news story, please.
You want to hear the short shorts? Well, I'm delighted to say, guess where we're heading to?
Oh, no. Oh, we're back. Are we back in Russia?
The Russia 2018 World Cup. Short shorts. It has got to do... It's a relatively new system in football. It is being rolled out in the World Cup for the first time. It is VAR, video assisted referee. If the referee is unsure of a decision, he can point to his ear. He can talk to people who are based in an office in Russia who are watching the game, and they can help him out making the decision.
But it's around six people in a truck.
Yeah. Be it, if was that a goal? Was that over line? Should I send that person off? Was that a penalty? Twitter user Mikey Ingles tweeted Gary Lineker, who hosts the BBC coverage this year, and said, "Hey Gary Lineker, VAR question for you, because there's a lot of debate about VAR. Should it be used? Is it good for the game? Like, how should we use it better?" He asked, "VAR question, do the referees in the VAR room wear shorts too?"
That's a good question.
Because they are also helping the referee. They aren't at the stadium. They are on off-site truck in Moscow.
They're not really being seen. Like, they could just wear a hoodie and some sweatpants.
There's one camera up in the top corner, kind of looking down at them making decisions. Gary Lineker replied, "I believe so. They also wear exactly the same outfit as the officials in the game. So you have these men watching screens in a truck, and they too have to wear football socks, little shorts, and the top."
Why? What a waste of time.
Now, do they also do the warm-up before the game? Do they have flags? Do they have whistles?
Shin guards.
Do they have to do everything the officials do? How do they warm up for watching the screens? Do they have to do hand exercises for clicking the button and moving around the cameras and stuff?
Do you think they have to wash their uniform every day?
They might.
They are
to.
Just sitting on a seat. I doubt they're sweating. I'd say the lorry or truck has some good aircon in it. It's a very confusing situation.
Next time you are watching one of the World Cup games and it does, to the camera, to the top, like a CCTV camera looking down on about six people watching screens, just notice they are also wearing shorts, football socks and football tops, even though they're basically sitting in a truck. It is fantastic. Nathan, thanks.
It's so odd. Why do they have to be so short?
For choosing the news.
Thank you so much.
Thank you, everybody.
Thanks for listening to the Fully Charged Daily Podcast with Graham and Nathan. Make sure to subscribe to get the podcast sent straight to your phone every day. And catch Graham and Nathan on Fully Charged weekday mornings from 7.
Spin 103.8. 8.